Why so far away? Are you not happy to see me? His deep, silky voice drips into my ears like thick honey. Come closer. I inch my way forward, unable to speak as I look into those deep jade eyes probing into my soul. Closer. I stop directly opposite him, on my knees, our faces close enough to kiss. Turn around. I do as he commands, tensing slightly as he slides his toned, tan arms over my shoulders and down my chest. Resting his chin on my shoulder and straddling me between his thighs, he pulls tight, locking into an embrace. I relax into him, tension and nervousness melting away as his heavy scent fills my lungs, that delicious feeling of peace and belonging washing over me. That's better, he tenderly whispers into my ear as his silky hair brushes against my own. Soren. I'm at a loss for words as I reach my hand up, placing it on one of the chiseled forearms wrapped around me. I missed you. I will always be here for you. His warm breath caresses my ear, the tip of his nose gently tracing down my cheek. His hands slide up my shirt, long, slender fingers brushing against my abs as he pulls it up over my head and tosses it aside. As his arms wrap around me once again, the burning heat of his bare skin pressed against my own causes my cheeks to flush bright red. Shall we give everyone a show? His soft lips teasingly graze the base of my neck before opening into a gentle kiss. My cock is already rock hard from his taunting, the bulge desperately trying to fight its way out of my pants. An audible moan escapes my mouth as his warm, wet lips suck against my pale skin. Soren, I want you. I can feel the eyes of the other men looking in our direction, their conversations falling silent. My God, what is happening? I've worked my entire life to build up a reputation, and a shameful public act like this carried out before the most powerful men in Sa'ar is enough to eviscerate it. Something inside of me is screaming to stop, and yet I am paralyzed by Soren's warmth. My money. My power. It suddenly seems trivial. The only thing I desire in this moment is his approval. His satisfaction. I push my back against his chest, stretching my neck as he kisses up and down, eyes rolling back into my head as the lust courses through my veins. How did I even live before meeting Soren? Everything in the past feels like an empty dream, as if it were all leading up to this singular moment of lucidity. The only thing that matters anymore is the here and now. My reputation, my accomplishments, I will surrender everything to him. As long as he is pleased, I will be fulfilled. Soren's right hand slowly travels down my smooth, exposed chest and across my lean abs before descending into my pants. His skillful fingers slowly tighten around my swollen cock, another gasp of euphoria seeping from my lips as he toys with my body. His free hand grabs my chin, angling my face toward his own. His sharp eyes are alight with feverish intensity as his lips part, spilling fiery breath into my gasping mouth. He holds the position, savoring my vulnerability, fingers continuing to tease my pulsating dick. I hear murmurs in the crowd of onlookers, but Soren grips me tight, forcing me to focus into his gaze. That shy and cautious part of me is being vaporized as I continue to bathe in the smoldering ferocity of his presence. His power and dominance are breaking me. His suffocating aura is causing me to question everything I once knew about myself. Why does it feel so right giving my body to another man? Why do I want to give in to him? I can feel the pounding of his heart pressed against my back, like the steady beat of war drums foreshadowing his impending advancement. And yet, he continues to hold the line, face inches from my own, each second feeling like hours. He wants me to beg.
Soren, please.
I gasp as my athletic physique begins to glisten with sweat.
Please what?
He teases, his deep voice vibrating throughout my body.
I want you to kiss me.
You only want it? He laughs, the melodic sound filling my ears, nearly pushing me over the edge as he continues to work my cock. It feels like my mind is being torn apart.
I need it. Kiss me, please. I need you. I've always needed you.
I plead loudly, my voice finding strength in my desire. I hear snickers from the crowd, clearly enjoying my absolute subjugation before this beautiful deity.